The bill is proposed by Democratic Representative Penny Hubbard of St. Louis, who has a background in corrections. She says when parents go to prison, the children often feel neglected.
It also causes the children to act out. And children need to know that regardless of the bad situation, that they are still loved and cared for as well.
At St. Vincent de Paul in St. Louis City, Sister Jackie Tobin greets kids and caregivers as they arrive for a bus trip to the women's prison in Vandalia. She is the director of Let's Start, a nonprofit dedicated to helping women in transition from prison life to society. They provide 6 trips per year to the Vandalia prison and 2 trips per year to Chillicothe. Sister Jackie testified in support of the measure last month. She says the relationships fostered during the visits are very important in keeping the mom out of trouble in prison.
The other reality is that family reunification is challenging. And when a woman comes out of prison and has to reunite with her children, if there has been a total disconnect over a period of time, that reunification process is even more challenging than it is when there has been some connections.
On this Sunday afternoon, dozens of kids of all ages are arriving. An older woman named Josephine checks in. She's taking care of her 4 grandkids while her daughter serves a 10-year prison sentence. She says so far her grandchildren are adjusted and doing well in school, but caring for them has its challenges. She wants to make sure that everything is in place for her daughter to take back the main parenting role when she gets out of jail.
What kind of things do they talk about with their mother?
You know, actually, when we're there, they act like they're right at home. They still do their bickering and playful, and we have a good time, and they act the normal way they was acting when she went up there, and still acting the same way now, home or not home, though.
Josephine says money is tight, and without Let's Start, it would be difficult for her to take her grandchildren to the prison for regular visits.
I just feel so fulfilled to keep my grandchildren in contact with their mother. And as long as I got breath in my body, they're gone.
If approved, the program could cost up to $100,000 a year and would begin on January 1st. Last week, the bill passed the Missouri House by a vote of 126-23. Republican Representative Kurt Barr of St. Charles is one of the representatives that voted against it.
In a time where we're struggling to pay for schools and roads, I think a new program isn't the best idea.
Barr says there's no reason for the state to pay for such a program when charities like Let's Start are already providing the service. He says it's not like this is an underserved group of people. But experts don't dismiss the impact the program could have on recidivism in Missouri. Beth Huebner, associate professor of criminology and criminal justice at the University of Missouri St. Louis, says there are few studies about child visits and recidivism rates, but the small number that are available say it could have a positive effect. But she says $100,000 per year, especially with the state's budget shortfall, is quite an expense.
But we know that recidivism is an even larger expense. So if this is a way to give the moms something to lose, you know, an incentive for them to do well on the inside as well as do well on the outside, then perhaps, you know, this sort of cost could pay dividends in the long run.
Representative Penny Hubbard says if at the end of the 2 years the program is considered a success, then she would seek to expand the program to include fathers. The measure now goes before the Missouri Senate. I'm Julie Bierock, St. Louis Public Radio.